Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come this morning. Fall upon us with your everlasting fire and lift us up through Jesus to behold the Father. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. This past December, the flowers in our backyard were withered into hunched husks. Their vegetative corpses sprawled across the flower bed in tangled patterns. The sight was a blur of spiraled stalks of yellow and brown curled leaves. The cold wind would blow and those delicate dead plants would shudder. Winter's bleak reality ruled the yard. Even the grass was a light yellow ochre. The beauty was long gone. And yet, in the midst of our dead yard, a single rose bloomed. It bloomed in the back corner next to the gray wooden fence. Its thorn stem rose above the tangled web of rotting weeds and tangled dead plants. In the winter sun, its delicate petals blossomed above the rot and decay, the sickly scene. It was a splash of living, living crimson beside the dull realities of withered flowers and yellow grass. Time's passage had destroyed everything in the backyard except that one living rose. In our Old Testament reading this morning, the people of the kingdom of Judah put all of their trust, all of their identity in fragile human flowers. The fleshly flowers of their own achievements, their own politics, their own attainments, their own desires, their flesh and blood. The Judeans admired the daisies of their religious work there in the backyard. They touched the lilies of their political conquests and their refusals to obey the calls of Babylon to submit. They grinned at the lilacs of the flourishing parties in David's palace. They imagined that all of these lush blades of grass, all of these stunning blossoms, were what made them who they were. We are those who are faithful to the house of David. We are the ones who celebrate proper temple services, unlike the people up north. And we refuse the politics of Babylon. They built their identities on human petals, on fleshly blades of grass. But then the cold wind of God's Spirit blew. The grass withered, the flower faded. Babylon's armies ravaged the land. David's descendants died as slaves. Flames fouled the temple. Sacrifices ceased. Winter came. All of who the Judeans were, all of their identity, withered and faded. Hunched over husks of flowers, trembling in the cold wind. We too pin our identities, the sense of who we are, on fragile flowers of fleshly efforts, achievements, and our desires. We imagine that these daisies, these lilies, these lilac bushes, constitute the very core of our experience. In my own life, to tell you a story, I spent a little over 20 years clinging to a few of these different blossoms in the backyard. One was a tulip, the tulip of Calvinism. And yes, that's a joke, if you didn't get it. Tulip, the 5 points of Calvinism. That's the acronym for it. But I clung to that. I discovered that blossom as a teenager in the backyard, all in its exoticness, strangeness, its badness. And it became who I was. I built my identity around being a good Calvinist. It affected the decisions I made. I mean, I went to college at Dort College, Dort, Canons of Dort, 5 points of Calvinism. I went to seminary at Calvin Seminary. This is who I am. This is my identity. I'm a Calvinist. Another bloom that I cultivated, that I watered daily, sprinkled Miracle-Gro on, was the petunia of my intellectual achievement. I obsessed over this. And I've told you stories about this before. But I spent years writing, studying, earning degrees. This was the core of who I was. I remember, after finishing graduate school, sometimes I would meet people, and as I would come up to them and shake their hands, they would, nice to meet you. And I would grin to myself, they don't know that I am a PhD. I didn't mention it, but inside I was like, I am. It wasn't that I have a PhD. I am a PhD. This is who I am. This is the core of my identity. But then the cold wind of God's Spirit blew, and the grass withered, and the flower faded. My PhD didn't help much with depression. My PhD didn't help much with all of my insecurities and anxieties. My PhD didn't help much my fear of conflict, my fear of being worthless. My Calvinism, while beautiful, like all human systems, had its blind spots, its problems. It struggled at times against the cold realities of life. The grass withered and the flower faded. We all have flowers that we put our hope in, fragile flowers that we name as our identities. Some of us stake our identities on our political parties. Some of us stake our identities on our sexual preferences. Some of us stake our identities on our bank accounts. But the cold wind of God's Spirit blows. Grass withers and the flower fades. All flesh is grass, cries the prophet Isaiah. All its beauty is like the flower of the field. All of who we think we are withers and dies. And yet this morning, the prophet Isaiah takes all of us, the Judeans and Mississippians, by the hand, and he moves us over to a corner of the yard. That withered yard with even yellow ochre grass. And in the midst of the spiraling pattern of rotting plants, he points. there a single rose blossoms. A single rose with its bristly stem overseeing the dead yard. A rose that blooms and all the cold winds of life have not affected it. Its petals still open to the sun in the midst of all that could and does go wrong. A single rose. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Literally, the word of our God will rise forever. This rose will rise, will grow out of death's dirt and open its petals to the sun without ever closing them or losing them. Though life's hailstorms will flatten the other blossoms, though a shearing wind will freeze the grass all around, this rose, the word of God, will rise forever, will stand through the ages. Here is a flower, a rose that will determine who we are, that will give us an everlasting identity. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. And what is that word, that rose of Sharon? Or what should I say, who is that word? St. John says, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth." God's Word given to us in the Spirit is Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Father's Word. Jesus stands forever, not my Calvinism. Jesus rises forever, not my intellectual achievements. Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus lives as the one who has trampled down death by death, growing out of the soil of disappointment, despair, rot. Always he upholds all things by the word of his power. Jesus is the rose of eternal life, who blooms over our dead yard. And just then, as St. John writes in our epistle reading this morning, this is the testimony that God gives us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life, and he who has not the Son has not life. If we base who we are as individuals, or even who we are as a church, on anything except Jesus Christ, it will wither and die. There is only one eternal rose that blooms in the dead backyard. Jesus, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When everything else in our life dies, Jesus will still be there. His thorn stem rising above the tangled web of rotting flowers and weeds. Sisters and brothers, Jesus is who you are. Jesus is your flower that blooms even in winter, even in sorrow and frustration and despair. You have been baptized into Christ. That's the Easter message. You have been baptized into Christ. You have died with him, and you rise with him there in the backyard. He will never fail. So find your identity, all of who you are in him. Do not count yourself as Calvinists, intellectuals, or whatever. Count yourselves as those who belong to the faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God, Jesus, rises forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.